This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Friday morning to you. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. We are loaded up on this Friday today. We're going to talk a little dog action. You know what I'm talking about, the 580 Live Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. Is that segment not with Hannah this week. Hannah's away from us this week, and I'll explain that story coming up a little bit later on. We do have our pets available for adoption. We're going to talk about that in a couple moments. Jim Strawn, our guy from Live on the Levee. It's going to be a great, great night of music tonight with the Davidson Brothers and a relative newcomer to the world of music and Live on the Levee. Jimmy Strawn's going to join us in the second segment to talk about that. Also, you know, the high school baseball tournament, state high school baseball tournament going on at the Appalachian Power Park. And so there's always a lull, though, after the high school baseball championship. Are over because those of us that are kind of high school sports nuts, there's not a whole lot to do up until August, till football season begins. Well, folks at Metro News are fixing that because they have a really cool thing that they're doing, going back in time and picking up some classic games. And Travis Jones from the network is going to join us in the third segment to talk about that. So all those things going on, plus we're going to try to get your calls and text in to Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. And the Fruit Pharmacy text line is 304-935-5008. Now, every Friday we do a segment here that we call the Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. It's brought to you by the good folks at Taylor Books. Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association generally joins us, but Hannah is feeling a little bit under the weather today. And so she texts me all of the information about our particular animals that we have. And I say animals because we have two this week that are available for adoption. And I asked her if she was going to be able to call in this morning. Unfortunately, she cannot because she can't speak. So that's kind of important if you're going to be on the radio. You got to be able to speak. You don't have to be able to speak well, as I prove every week, but you got to be able to speak. And Hannah couldn't do that today, but she did provide us our animals of the week. I'm going to tell you the story of Charlie and Franklin. These are two puppies, and I say puppies, I mean like puppies. They're available for adoption now from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Caitlin, you saw the pictures of Hannah. And by the way, if you want to go see the dogs that we're talking about, Charlie and Franklin, they're posted on social media. They're on Dave Allen Radio and also on @Dave870 on Twitter. Two definite cute puppies, Caitlin.
Charlie looks like a little angel.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin looks like a 60-year-old man in a puppy's body.
you upstairs, we were talking about, you said Franklin kind of reminded you of me, right?
If any dog would be perfect for you, it'd either be Crouton, who does nothing, or Franklin, who looks like he hates everything.
He's just over your stuff, as we said about one of the dogs. By the way, speaking of Crouton, I got to tell you a story about Crouton. Crouton was the dog we had on, a month and a half ago? Huge dog, a big dog, eight years old, and we were able to get Crouton a home. And on my Facebook page, Dave Allen Radio, today, the folks that adopted Crouton again sent a thank you and said thank you so much. And, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but we are so enjoying having Crouton as part of the family, and he turned out to be great. So we're happy that turned out to be a happy story. Now, let's talk about the dogs we have today. Charlie and Franklin. Again, pictures are posted, Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and @Dave870 on Twitter. Their mother, Hannah tells me, Caitlin, was pregnant with them when the pregnant mother was brought to the shelter. These two were one of 11 puppies in the litter. and the puppies had to be delivered via C-section. And the other puppies have been adopted, but we have two left, Charlie and Franklin. Their mother was a smaller size beagle mix, so it's kind of always hard to tell, well, how big are the dogs going to get, but their mother was a beagle mix, relatively smaller dog, per se. And so Charlie and Franklin are the only two of those that are left at the shelter. Now, they are currently 2 months old. Both are boys, by the way, because, you know, Charlie could be either name. I guess, well, today's society, Franklin could be either name. But they're beautiful dogs. Go when you safely can. If you're driving, don't do this. Go look at their pictures. Again, they're on Dave Allen Radio and on at Dave A70 on Twitter.
Even if you have no intentions of adopting today, go look at the pictures because you will get a laugh for today. Franklin is, I just love him already.
When I saw Franklin, the only thing I could think of is, and you, the old man reference, and God rest his soul because he just died a couple of months ago. He reminded me of Ed Asner for some reason.
He gives off that Ed Asner vibe.
He's got the Ed Asner vibe. And I just hope that he holds on. You know, they always say about, you know, parents say it about kids or about that you wish they would be that way forever. Well, I hope whoever adopts Franklin, I hope that they get their wish that he'll look that way forever, because he's just cool. He could probably stand to have a cigar hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah, I think a little milk bone, have like a fake little milk bone prop. I think it would work for him.
Well, both, as I said, Charlie and Frank, both are boys, and neither are fixed yet because they're too young, but their fees will be waived when it's that time. So they are going to take care of that there at the shelter. And the thing about this, if the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association, they just do so many different things. And there are so many of us. Caitlin has, you've got a dog. I got two cats. I'm not in a position with my travel schedule, with my wife's travel schedule, to be able to adopt a dog anyway. And my two cats, trust me, they are plenty. I don't need any more. But there are other ways you can help out the Humane Association other than just adopting the dogs.
Yeah, you can go volunteer. They need donations all the time. They even taking our pictures of these two puppies and spreading them.
Share them, yeah.
Far and wide. We might get national attention with Franklin. He's a star waiting to be born, I think.
He is.
They have like those Instagram pages dedicated to pets that are cute and pull funny faces. I think Franklin needs one of those Instagram
pages.
Well,
you know, I'm not an Instagram person, so I probably need to get on that maybe for the show. Maybe I do need to do the Instagram thing. I'll put you in charge of that if you want to do that. But that would be a good thing.
Franklin is a star waiting to be born. Seriously.
So tell me about these pages with the dogs. How does that work?
It's just like there's different social media pages that are dedicated. You know, like Grumpy Cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
remember
yeah.
when that was
yeah.
a big thing?
Yeah.
That was like on Facebook. There's these like two little Pomeranians that are adorable that have, you know, Instagram pages. If like your pet is cute or unique or different,
mm-hmm.
you can create like a whole entire social media account just on your pet. And it gets like millions of
views.
I
have a good friend of mine. They're a married couple, and they have a, I can't think of what kind of dog it is. It's a smaller dog. It's a pure breed dog, but the dog's name is Milford, as in Milford Drysdale from the Beverly Hillbillies. And Milford has his own Facebook page. For some reason, it's escaping just what kind of dog it is. But anyway, Milford has his own Facebook and has a bunch of followers and likes and the whole deal.
And I think Franklin has that potential, honestly.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I feel like a Hollywood executive. When I saw that kid for the first time, I knew it. I had stars in my eyes.
The kid had it.
He has what it takes.
He has it. Whatever it is, he has it. Well, you can have either one of those in your home. Now, I don't know in talking to Hannah whether they have to. I'm sure they don't necessarily have to be adopted together because, again, there were 11 of them in that litter. And I'm sure that somebody didn't take the other nine all at one time. I would think not. But they can go separately, I would imagine. If I had the resources, the room, and the time, or whatever, I'd probably take both of them.
I mean, puppies are a big dedication.
Yes, they
That's
are.
That's a huge dedication. So.
It's a lot more so than with cats. I mean, you know, because we, as you know, listeners know, I just returned from vacation, and we left Sunday morning, came back on Friday, and so we had our neighbor come in and check on the cats, but they don't need to be walked. Our cats never go outside. And then my wife's sister was in town, and she stayed actually at the house, you know, for a couple of days. But they don't need, You know, cats, if cats have a clean litter box, you scoop the litter box, you make sure they got food and water, and the windows are open so they can look out. They're perfectly happy.
You can kind of plop a cat in a house and they'll figure it out from there. But a dog, and especially a puppy, needs a lot of care and attention, a lot of training. There's going to be, you know, kind of like your terrible twos with toddlers. There's that kind of stage with puppies where they are going to chew on everything, but it's worth it because they're so cute and they're lifelong friends and family even. I consider my dog family, and I've had her since she was 3 months old, and she's now six, and I love her so much.
When I was talking about the social media account of, I got the name wrong, it's actually Milburn, not Milford. Mm-hmm. So it's, but regardless, you get the point. All right, let's Jimmy Strawn, who's going to be in the second segment, is in here taking pictures right now for Live on the Lake. Hey, Jim, how's it going, man? You doing okay?
You look good.
All right. We'll get you on in the second segment. All right, let's talk about the dogs here. Again, let's go back to that before we go to break. All right, we're talking about Charlie and Franklin. Picture to both posted Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and at DaveA70 on Twitter. They were one of 11. Their mother had 11 in the litter, and these two are left to be adopted. Not fixed yet, but they will be because their fees have been taken care of. They just kind of play the waiting game till the time is right to get them adopted. Please go look at the picture. Caitlin said it best. I mean, go look at Franklin's picture.
If a name is like, you know, that whole Shakespeare quote of a rose by any other name, Franklin was meant to have that name too.
Yeah.
It's just that old man name.
He looks like a Franklin.
It is. It's like he was born to be Franklin.
Yeah. Well, they're both available for adoption. You can go to my Facebook page, Dave Allen Radio, and you can check it out there. You can go to @DaveA70 on Twitter, see the picture. We've had a pretty good run of success in getting these animals adopted over the last couple of weeks, Caitlin, since we started. We've been doing a segment, about 2 months now, and we've got a pretty good run of success in getting these we love the success stories, like with Crouton that we had earlier this morning. So that's good stuff. So let's get these pets adopted. And again, the entire segment from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association is brought to you by Taylor Books. And we really appreciate the folks at Taylor Books for stepping up and sponsoring this. They have thousands of books there for all ages, plus fine art, craft gallery, cafe, live music every Friday and Saturday. You can stop by and see them, 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston. And when you stop in, tell them you heard us talking about the segment, because that's the thing that we want you to do. And we want you to adopt these pets. Franklin is available now, as is Charlie. Go check them out, go get them adopted, and you'll be happy that you did.
And it's a beagle puppy, so you know it's going to be cute and adorable with those big floppy ears. Come on, guys.
Speaking of cute and adorable, Jim Strawn is here. I don't know about the floppy ears part, but Jim Strawn is going to join us in the next segment. Talk about that. Again, thank you to the folks at Taylor Books. Jim Strawn is here to talk Live on the Levee. We're going to talk sports with Travis Jones and more. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy, Texas, 304-935-5008. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Automotive Group. It's time to ditch that old truck and trade up to a brand new Ram from Thornhill CDJR. Make the switch for more power and towing capabilities, plus technology and fuel economy too. The Ram Make the Switch event happening now at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall in Logan. Visit them online, thornhillcdjr.com. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family.
Activating summer mode.
It's time to ditch that old truck and trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. The Ram Make the Switch event is on now, and Thornhill CDJR is here to get you summer ready for whatever fun activity you've got to haul. Make the switch for more power and towing capabilities, technology and fuel economy. Plus, Thornhill has the monster thrills you're looking for with loaded custom lift options. It's Sydney here on the Thornhill Motor Mile, inviting you to our Ram Make the Switch event happening at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply, or online at thornhillcdjr.com.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roan County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Some exes are a real pain in the backside.
But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
The June special of the month at Husson's Pizza is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks for only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, or find your nearest Husson's Pizza location, go to Husson'sPizza.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
.923 phone calls to 580 Live, a service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming to 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry Elrow. Visit LarryElrow.com or call 304-925-1333. Texting services provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today for the Fruit Pharmacy text line. Someone said, with the chicken and egg shortage due to the resurgence of bird flu and the aluminum shortage, could someone from the shelter post on their website or on their Facebook page as to if they will only take Purina Pet Foods or any brand can be dropped off? I know they're listening to us at the shelter. As I said, Hannah is feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm sure she's listening to the show today, so we'll get an answer, and we'll try to get that posted if either on their website or on their social media or mine a little bit later on. So, Hannah, you're listening. You have an assignment. They have a question for you there. So, Jim Strawn is here to talk about Live on the Levee.
Good morning, sir. But before we talk about the levee, I'm just got to tell you, Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like my old grumpy old Uncle Howard, who died about 40 years ago. It's like, okay, get the picture. I'm cute, but I just don't feel cute right now.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think Jim Strawn needs to adopt Franklin as the official dog of Live on the Levee.
I can turn that smile over that frown upside down right there.
Are you a pet animal person?
I have a key cat.
Okay.
I have a little bit. A little bit's about 12 years old, and as you were saying, kind of, you know, it's like a... She's like a dog. She in and out like a dog, runs the neighborhood, but then comes in, gets her drink and food. But she loves to hang outside when it's nice. And mm-hmm. we bring her in when it's nice, nasty weather. But she comes in and out like a dog on her own. So, yeah, I like pets. I don't think I would be fair to a dog.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
The cat, she takes care of. Quite frankly, she takes care of me. She doesn't need anybody around. But doggies need more attention.
One of the best cat stories ever, and we'll talk about Live on the Levee, I have to say, the first cat my wife and I had, we took a trip to Mexico, and we were gone for like a week and a half. And we had our neighbor at the time come in and change the litter box, do all the stuff you have to do. And I was thinking, because I've had cats growing up, but I was mainly a dog person growing up, and I was thinking, okay, this is the first cat that my wife and I had, and I thought, well, and this was a cat unlike yours that did not go outside, it stayed in all the time, and I thought, well, when I come home, this cat is absolutely going to go crazy, and it's going to be so happy because we've been gone for out of the country for a week and a half. We got back in about midnight on a Saturday night, we walk, and I open up the door and set the luggage down and everything, and the cat was like, you've been gone for 5 minutes. She just looked at us and was like,
sup?
How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah. And it was like, you know, I was expecting the cat was going to run and jump up and, you know, be all happy and stuff. And this cat was like, how's it going? Where's my food? Yeah. You know, what'd you bring me? You know, kind of a thing. But I will say that when I got back from this past vacation, we have two cats now, Midnight and Grady. Grady's my cat, named after Grady.
Did you sense a miss? Did they miss you?
Grady definitely missed me. Grady's my son. That's what
We go away often, and we come back, and a little bit's just in the yard going, like you, your other cat.
Oh, Grady was different. Grady hangs by me. He cries when I leave in the morning. You know, he's like the son I never had.
A little bit would miss us if we never came back. I think she knows
eventually.
Where
are those people?
Yeah, those people that feed me.
Those people that used to live here. All right, let's talk Live on the Levee. First of all, before we talk tonight, yeah. Let's talk about last week.
You missed last week. We got things going. We launched last week, season 18, week number one.
Because I was a little bit worried.
It was sketchy.
Yeah, but about the weather.
It cooperated, but you didn't know it was going to cooperate. And if you're a meteorologist, last week was probably one of your nights where you're just going, this is crazy weather. We had sunshine and a few drops. We had a black cloud that looked like something off the Addams Family hovering over the Union mm-hmm. Building. And then we had the most beautiful rainbow ever come over the Union Building, land in the river from my perspective, because I was on the stage, and it just never rained.
Yeah.
And we were, if you came down, you were rewarded with a great evening. I mean, we had tons of great food vendors, DJ EJ. He kind of warmed things up. He started at 5:45, and then we infused into the Red Line Band, and he even stayed on stage. And the Red Line Band, they brought it, and they were great. And then Michael Lipton and the Carpenter Ants, not only were there the ants, but they brought in John Ellison up from Florida, who is, you know, you're some kind of wonderful, and he played with them. You know, he doesn't mind if I say his age, because he's proud of it. 81 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Acts like he's 41 on that stage.
I've done several shows with John, yeah.
It's just a fantabulous show. 9:30, just like clockwork, the audience counted down from 10, and fireworks went off for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was a big night in Charleston, West Virginia. Season 18 did not disappoint. Week number one, and we got through it. And like I said, if you were treated to a nice show, if you were able to make it down. Not many boats, as in, quite frankly, one. There was one boat on the dock, and they were on the boat. They had a great, great time. But I expect to see more boats tonight. Of course, I keep track. I count the number, and the record's 157 boats that I can physically see from the back of the stage. So I look for, you know, this summer to maybe go over 157, and I specifically look for the regatta, which we talk about that as it gets a little bit closer. But on July the 1, I'm looking to go to 200 boats on the river that I can physically see. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my barometers that I use for a big night. But here we are, season 18. We're at week number 2. It is the Moses Otter Group live on the levee. But tonight is kind of a special live on the levee. They're calling it Raleigh on the Levee. And it's brought to you by the Revelation One Concepts. It's kind of a bike show. It's for 3 days. So it's not just tonight. The Raleigh on the Levee is going to be tonight. It actually started last night with a ride, and they were up at Quaker State. But tonight is that down at the levee with the concert. We'll talk about the music in a moment. Then there's some things tomorrow and, of course, on Sunday. But I talked to Josh Pantry last night. Mm-hmm. Have you met Josh yet?
I'm not, no.
Talk about a humble, gentle giant. He's a good old boy. He describes himself. He said, I'm just a good old feller. I'm from up Campbell's Creek. I graduated Riverside. He delivers the mail by day and plays country music at night.
Great story.
And so I'm gonna quote him from last night. Well, Jim, I've waited years for this. I used to play on the corner of the street on Tuesdays for cheeseburgers and a few drinks. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I want to make my hometown proud. This guy's the real deal. He's
sounds like my early days in radio.
I mean,
and a Riverside grad. That's where Caitlin went. My producer. You know this gentleman? Do you know him,
Josh Pantry Christian?
Okay.
And I played on the corner of the street on Tuesdays for cheeseburgers and drinks.
You know what? And he's got good work if you can get it, man.
He's got 5 members in his band. He'll take center stage down at Haddad Riverfront Park on that Schoenbaum stage at 6:30. And he said, they gave me 60 minutes. Jim, I'm playing 60 minutes. I'm going to play 60 minutes.
So what kind of music? I mean, do you have any idea what he does?
Well, he said, I just play country. He said, I play good old-fashioned country. I don't think he has any of his, he might have a few of his own, but I think he plays some good country, and he's a nice dovetail for the Davison Brothers Band, which will take center stage there at 7:45. He's been waited his whole life for this, Josh. So come down, support this guy. I think you'll enjoy him. I mean, he wouldn't be on the levee stage if he was a hack. I think he's pretty good. I listened to a couple of his tunes online last night. And if you don't like his music, you're just going to love him. But I think you're going to like his music, too. So, Davison Brothers Band, yeah, they've been down there a few times. We haven't had them on for years. You know, they're from Clarksburg, Harrison County, West Virginia. Talk about, you know, making a name for themselves. They've busted through West Virginia's market. They're down in Nashville. They tour the country. They're doing, the summertime is theirs. They're at a festival seemingly every other day. Donnie, as much energy as I have, and that's the boatload, and his brother Chris, and then they're joined by Aaron and Jared. But they just throw you so much. I mean, they just they're high energy, their sonics are good, their harmony's good, their energy with their instruments are great. They can play the guitar like nobody's business. I mean, they got a little bit of, you can, if you close your eyes, you just echo back to like Marshall Tucker, and then you throw in some Leonard, and then you throw in some Bon Jovi and ZZ Top, and then they slow it down with Neil Young. Then they got 38 Special. These guys can play it all. They play some of their own stuff. They just have a great old school rock and roll country tune. And they're from West Virginia, so we're very, 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 very proud of them. We always say this great fund for a great cause. We help those 5 inner city charities every Friday night. RCCR, Work Sullivan, Sojourner Shelter, Man O' Meal, Covenant House. And the last 17 seasons, Dave, we've raised over $110,000 with that 50-50 drawing. So folks are not only having a great time, they're showing their kindness and generosity by pulling out a 5 or a 10 and buying some 50-50 tickets. I say it every week, folks, if you're 4 or 104, there's something to do down at Live on the Levee.
Absolutely, absolutely. Talking with Jim Strawn, the Moses Auto Group, Live on the Levee. Again, things start at 6:30 tonight. And I'll say this about the Davidson brothers. I've done shows with them in the past, emceed some of their shows, whatever. I don't know that there is a harder working group or a musical
great
act
point. I was
in West
up.
Virginia than the Davidson brothers. I mean, these guys play everywhere. And I told them one time, we were at an event, I said, eventually you guys are going to have to learn how to say no. You know that. You know,
They
haven't learned it yet.
I mean, they're playing tomorrow night in Fairmont.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, they get after it. I mean, yeah, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So they mix in some hard work and some great talent, and they're making it, and they're going to make it, and they're making it with their talents, they're making a living with their musical talent. So I love what they stand for. I love that they're from West Virginia. I love that they've worked hard. I love that they've played, and they probably played for 3 or 4 people in a honky-tonk place up in mm-hmm. Harrison County, and now they play for tens of thousands at festivals, and I mean, they're traveling, and they're going to be one of those bands. They be like, we knew them when we knew them when, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Remember those? They're national. Yeah. We knew those guys back in the day. So it's a good show tonight. They'll play 2 45-minute sets, 7:45 to 8:30, 8:45 to 9:30. Don't want to look too far out, but I like, you know, last week Coop and I talked about kind of the season, and I know you were enjoying yourself, getting a little fun and sun, right? Yeah, it was a nice, well-deserved vacation day, by the way.
Thank you.
So
last Friday I was driving back in a torrential rainstorm, yeah, is what I was doing last Friday. David, go ahead.
But I want to look ahead to next week a little bit. You know, John Ingram, the past 3 or 4 years, it's not a David Bowie tribute band. It's a tribute to David Bowie. And so we're going to pay homage to the great David Bowie next Friday evening. And John Ingram's probably got about 12 to 15 musicians that he's assembled for this, and they're all going to kind of take turns and do a Bowie tune. I cannot wait. But, of course, I don't want to look too far ahead. Tonight's going to be fun, too. Tonight, we got that perfect weather. We don't have no threat of rain.
It's
0%. So the sun's going to come out. I think the humidity's going to be low. It might be a nice cool breeze. It might be in the mid-70s down at Haddad Riverfront Park. The city of Charleston and the officials have done a great job. We assembled like 20 food trucks, 20 food vendors last week. I mean, you had a plethora of things you could choose from. I mean, it was some heavy stuff, some dessert stuff, some sweet stuff. We have great drinks down there. Of course, Four Points by Sheraton. You know, that's a partner for the adult beverages. I think tonight, though, I don't know if they're involved tonight because it's kind of that special Raleigh on the levee. I think we might have beer carts out there on the levee. So it's going to be a different feel, but a fun feel with great music. And the weather looks superb. Folks, if you didn't make it down last week because you thought it was going to rain, no threat this week. And I promise you, a very, very good time. And I don't care what age you are.
And I saw some of the pictures. You're talking about the motorcycle rally. I saw a couple of pictures. Actually, one of our sister stations here, 96.1 Superstar Country, KWS, was out, I believe, at Quaker State last night.
We raised some money for one of my favorites, the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, yeah. And, so you're going to have a lot of those bikes going to be downtown for Live on the Levee tonight.
RaleighOnTheLevee.com, RaleighOnTheLevee.com, if you want to learn more about what's happening tonight, really, and tomorrow and Sunday down at the levee. So it's kind of it's Live on Levee, but it's a special Live on Levee. But it's always special when you're at Riverfront Park on Friday nights. I don't care what you want to call it. It's live music. It's hot dogs and it's beers and pops.
I love the fact, too, that we had you on last year, too, that every week, if you don't like, you know, maybe you're not into country thinking, yeah, well, this is not my week, but I want to go next week, or for example, because you have everything you've had everything in the past from country to metal to disco to funk. I mean, you name it, you've got it all.
I think we've had every genre. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some, you know, the bluegrass, and then there's country, and then there's flatfoot and country, and then there's some heavy metal stuff, and then there's rock and roll. And then, yes, country's popular, but, you know, July the 1st, I can't wait to introduce the Four Tops and the Temptations. I love me some Motown stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I still love to dance. I'm a, you know, I, when I was during the 70s and 80s, I may have been a little teased about it, but now I'm older. I don't give a rip now. I love me some disco music. I mean, I love that stuff. And I love the beat, and I love to dance, and I love just that whole sound, that whole vibe. And yeah, we got it going on this year with some great, great partners, a lot of great collaboration. John and Mike and the selection committee do a nice job putting this together. Coop and I talked last week about the numerous pieces that it takes to put together 30 bands in 15 weeks. Some national, some regional, some local. We have this much money to spend. It, you know, takes a little bit of money to do this. It's not subsidized by the city. So we get out. We've had a great year. Last week I was thanking all the numerous. I came so many. I don't even know the number. But we're up over $100,000 in support financially from corporations, businesses, small businesses, individuals, organizations. So that's what it takes. It does take the whole village to put this thing together. And we have put together a sweet schedule for you if you like music. And again, Dave, you said it, if you don't like it this Friday, just hang out a while. You're going to like a Friday, but why would you not come down?
And fellowship and hang out if you don't like the music.
Have a bite to eat and see your neighbor. And I'm here to tell you, I look for them. I stand on that stage and I look for people not having a good time, and I haven't found one yet. So if you're just looking for a good time, come down to Live on the Levee.
Now, let me, before we close, Jimmy, we talk about Josh Pantry, who's going to be opening up for the Davidson Brothers. And I got a text here from the Fruit Pharmacy text line. It said, God Bless West Virginia by Josh Pantry is on iTunes. It's really good. And go Campbell's Creek.
Go Campbell's Creek. Yeah, he's proud of his. He's proud of where he's from. And I loved talking to him last night. Just a humble, mannerly, gentle giant of a guy who cannot wait. He's waited 7 years for this opportunity. So come out and support Josh and listen to him. I know it's going to be a fun night, and I look forward to seeing you folks down there. I don't care how you get there. Lots of ways to get the hat at, but I'll see you at 6:30 tonight, and Davidson Brothers at 7:45. Let's have a great time tonight. Dave, thanks for the line. All right, appreciate all you do, brother.
Thank you very much, Jim. We'll see you down there tonight. 580 Live brought to you in part by Husson's Pizza. The June special of the month at Husson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks for only $19.99. To order online or takeout or delivery or to find your nearest Husson's, go to hussonspizza.com. The downtime is coming with high school sports after the baseball tournament wraps up tomorrow with the championship games. So what are you going to do if you're a high school sports fan? You're going to turn to Metro News. Travis Jones is going to join us to talk about the Metro News Classics. That's coming up next. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
You are now interacting in summer mode,
where freedom rings and adventure begins. Welcome to the Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Logan.
Hey, it's Sydney here with your new keys to adventure this summer.
We've got all new 22 Jeep models arriving daily, from your favorites like new Grand Cherokee to the exciting all new Wagoneer.
With the expanding Jeep lineup, you've got to give one of these a drive.
Adventure is waiting on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Shop Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply.
Or online at thornhillcdjr.com.
Let freedom ring.
See Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR. Car.
In today's busy world, you need a credit card that can keep up with your hectic schedule. That's why you need a Visa credit card from Members Choice West Virginia Federal Credit Union.
You'll get a low 9.9 APR with no annual fee, a 25-day grace period, you choose rewards program, and so much more.
It's time you get more out of every day with a card made for the way you live.
Stop in to 201 Ohio Avenue in Charleston or visit memberschoicewv.com today.
Credit card loans are subject to credit approval. Additional loan fees and restrictions may apply. Advertising of this promotion does not represent loan approval or commitment to lend.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Mm-hmm.
19 minutes away from 10. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitale on Charleston's west side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitale on the west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Want to welcome in for the Metro News Radio Network, Mr. Travis Jones. Travis, good morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing fine, man. Busy time in the world of sports. But I was telling people earlier, I said, you know, the high school state tournament's going on over at Appalachian Power Park, and we'll have coverage of that on our station. I'll give you all the details on that a little bit later on. But there's always that time, Travis, right after the high school baseball tournament is over, that if you're a high school sports nut like I am, that there's kind of a downtime before football season gets here, and you're thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Metro News to the rescue. Tell us about these classic games we got.
Yeah, Dave, as you said, you know, it's a time of year, I think, where people are starting to think high school football is coming up and kind of thirsting for the return of the season. And while we don't want to wish the summer away, certainly, because it's a busy time for us as well, and we like having the few months of downtime. We looked at it and thought, you know, we've got years and years of memories that, in many cases, are sitting on cassettes and boxes, you know, at Metro News Studios. So we thought, why not, you know, roll out an opportunity to share some of those past games with our loyal listeners and high school fans across the state. So that's kind of where the idea, you know, came in. That was the easy part, was the idea. You know, the difficult part was kind of chasing all of it down and converting the cassettes into digital and making them available for download. So we've got that accomplished, and we're excited about it. And to present it really kind of more in a podcast form than broadcast form, because that way, you know, it'll be a living, breathing archive that we'll continue to build on season after season after season. And plus, people can go back and listen to the games at their convenience anytime they want during the week.
And the games, I understand, are going to go up on the network, on the website, on Saturday nights. Is that right?
Yeah, Saturday at 7 o'clock will be when the links are actually, when they go live. But again, you know, this week's will go live Saturday at 7, next week Saturday at 7. But then week after week after week, the links will continue to live kind of in a depository, for a lack of a better term. It'll be one place where you can go and get all the games that we've linked. And then, you know, by five, six years down the road, we'll have a pretty healthy library that's available. And, you know, sports-wise, Dave, you know, we're going to concentrate initially on football and basketball, but, you know, certainly we're here at Appalachian Power Park today making more memories and more classic games. And we'll make those, we'll kind of start to pepper in some baseball games in the future.
So what is the first game? Are you at liberty to tell us what the first game up is going to be, or are we keeping that secret?
Yeah, not a huge secret. I think the first audio game honestly has slipped my mind.
Okay.
Because of the entire list, but I do believe the first video game that we're going to post is one from last year, last March, with Cameron, the Dragons winning the Class Single A Girls State Basketball Championship on the tip and steal and three-pointer at the buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most exciting games that we've had in state tournament history.
Oh, I would agree with that. So with all these games, Travis, as you said, setting in boxes and whatever and getting them uploaded, how will you choose what games to do?
Yeah, honestly, Dave, I'd love to tell you that it was a very detailed process and that we had a panel and we did secret votes. That just wasn't that case. We honestly looked back through everything that we had and picked what we thought was probably the best of the best to do this first year. And again, not every game, you know, is going to be a buzzer beater or a Hail Mary touchdown pass. You know, there are some games in there that were lopsided, but they do feature some great players. You know, we found Quincy Wilson's final game in high school at Weir High in a state championship game, and that'll be available. We also have located the 1999. This was a non-championship game. It was a regular season game between Morgantown and University in football, played at Mountaineer Field. And kind of the special thing about that was the first time that a high school game had been played at New Mountaineer Field in the regular season. Of course, the Super Six used to be there, but there were 22,000 people at that game, and it was a one-point game. So just those type of games, those type of athletes. You know, we've got Patrick Patterson, at O.J. Mayo's state championship tournament run. that we'll post. And again, this is an audio and video aspect. So every Saturday night at 7, there'll be an audio game posted, a podcast, and also a video link that you can go back and watch, you know, a Metro News television video game as well. Football and basketball.
It's going to be good stuff. And again, Travis, as you said, sometimes it's not always going to be the buzzer beaters or you know, the ones you were sitting on the edge of your seat. Sometimes there's stories to tell within those games. I could see some of the legendary coaches that we've had that maybe this is Coach So-and-so's final game or maybe Coach So-and-so's first game that kicked off a dynasty. You just never know.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, Dave, you know how this works. You know, we archive the Metro News type broadcast, but you know, with WBRC Media owning, you know, 35 radio stations across the state, and a lot of those radio stations are doing high school sports. You know, when we started with this idea and started to talk to some of those players, you know, out in our different markets, they were like, oh, you know, I've got a copy of this game or I've got a copy of that game. So some of those games, for instance, you know, Dale Cooper right here at WCHS in Charleston, once he heard about this idea, he came to me and said, hey, I've got the final Stonewall Jackson football game ever played on cassette. So we'll get that digitized and put up as well. So, you know, their last game before they became Capital High School. So just kind of that unique and fun stuff that we think people will really enjoy to go back into the archives and hear some of those great memories.
What kind of a process, Travis, goes into digitizing these? I mean, I'm not really a tech guy like you and some others are, but somebody has, like Coop had a copy of the final Stonewall game on cassette. What actually goes into this to make it broadcast quality?
Well, I'd love to tell you that you know, we run it into a lab and you know, or NASA does it for us. No. Honestly, their Sharper Image has been our lifesaver because they have a cool little gadget. It's it kind of looks like a Sony Walkman, you know, from back in the 80s. But you can actually slip – it's got a USB import on it, so you just slip a little hard drive in there and press play on your cassette, and it does the rest. You know, and when it's done with the cassettes, you know, you pop it out and you've got an MP3 file of your cassette. But again, you know, as you mentioned – with these games, some of these games being on cassette, you know, people will have to forgive us a little bit on the quality because, you know, there will be some maybe some misplays when somebody forgot to flip the cassette over when they were recording it when side one ended. And also, you know, you get the old tape speed issue where things are kind of sped up when they get closer to the end of the reel. So, you know, Tony, I was joking with him because one of the games that we had was Tony Caridi calling that the Nitro Morgantown Class AAA Football Championship, J.R. House's senior year at Nitro. And, you know, towards the end of side one, or tape one, side A, you know, Tony sounds like he hadn't hit puberty yet towards the end of it. His voice gets real fast. But, you know, so, again, that's we have to ask for a little forgiveness on some of the quality of the cassette era, if you will.
All right, Travis, it's going to be good stuff. We're looking forward to it. And, again, a different game will go up on the website every Saturday night, 7. Is that what you said, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, Dave, I've got a lot of feedback already, people requesting games. And
we'll I knew that was coming.
Try to locate those. But just through the nature of years, things get misplaced. And, you know, we have found these games are located about 5 different places in our building. So we've been able to track down most of them. But to say it's a complete list would be a falsehood. But we do think we are pretty comfortable that these first 10 games, I think people will really enjoy. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, Travis, I know you got to get you're over at Appalachian Power Park getting ready for the state baseball tournament. We'll let you get back to work. I appreciate you taking time to be here, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too. 10 minutes away from 10. I mean, I think that's really cool, especially if you're a high school sports nerd like I am, to be able to go back and listen to those games. And again, you know, they're going to start off with just a couple of games. The new ones will go online, wvmetronews.com, every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and they're just going to keep adding to them. And so it's not like you've got to make that commitment where you're going to sit down and I'm going to spend 3 hours watching a football playoff game from 1997. I mean, you can watch and listen to it. You can pause it, go back, pick it back up whenever you want to, take it with you when you're walking or listen to it when you're driving or whatever. It's good stuff. And I think sometimes people forget, they think that because you're in the broadcasting industry that everything, especially going back in the day, I mean, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I would like to have say I recorded a whole lot of stuff from when I started, or big moments in radio the big news, the things that happened, not necessarily involving me, but other stories. But we simply don't think about it when you're living in the moment. And that's one of the good things about the digital era is it does enable you to do that. I was unaware that machine was available. Travis tells me at Sharper Image, you just put your cassette in, and in a matter of moments, it will upload it, and it will turn it into an MP3, which is pretty cool because I have a box of cassettes in my in the attic. Probably now think about it, probably should get them out of the attic, but of my radio days going back to like 1988, 89. And I'm going to do that, Caitlin, and I'm going to bring them in, and you're going to play them back, and you're going to love listening to Dave Allen, 1988.
I look forward to it, honestly.
She said tongue-in-cheek. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your professional baseball team and your destination for affordable family fun all summer long. Join the Birds home games for half-price beer and buy one, get one free hot dogs on Tuesdays. Winning scratch-off Wednesdays, where each fan in attendance can scratch tickets to win prizes from Steak Escape, Elk City Auto Spa, Piggly Wiggly, and the Power Alley Grill. $1 beer night on Thursdays. Giveaways to the first 1,000 fans on Friday. And Mega Blast Fireworks every Saturday home game. For the full season schedule, promotions, and to get your tickets, go to DirtyBirdsBaseball.com. The Charleston Dirty Birds are your hometown team. We're back after this. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio and the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at GenerationsPT.com.
Activating summer mode.
It's time to ditch that old truck and trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. The Ram Make the Switch event is on now, and Thornhill CDJR is here to get you summer ready for whatever fun activity you've got to haul. Make the switch for more power and towing capabilities, technology and fuel economy. Plus, Thornhill has the monster thrills you're looking for with loaded custom lift options. It's Sydney here on the Thornhill Motor Mile, inviting you to our Ram Make the Switch event happening at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply, or online at ThornhillCDJR.com.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of our 7 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Clendenin, Spencer, or Walton, and let us become your community bank. Visit us online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about our personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
6 away from 10. If you missed any part of today's show, remember you can always go back and listen to the entire show or just parts of the show in a few different ways. Go to WCHSnetwork.com and scroll down to the podcast section. Click on 580 Live. You can also get the rebroadcast on Facebook and also on Twitter. Now, on Facebook, you can check it out, WCHS Network. And also Dave Allen Radio on Facebook or on Twitter, it's WCHS Network or at Dave870, our live streaming and podcast service of attorney Larry L. Rose. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Text says, Dear Dave, as a young man growing up in the coal dust of Logan County, did you dream that one day you'd be selling dogs over the radio? Well, first of all, we're not selling dogs, we're trying to get them adopted. Second of all, yes, absolutely I did, simply because the radio station where I worked for 20 years had a segment called Trading Post that was on Monday through Friday between 1:30 and 2 and still is, Logan County eBay, as we called it. And yeah, we sold a variety of things. And so my dream as a kid was to be on the radio, and I wanted to go to KIIS in Los Angeles or KMOX or one of the other big stations, but my short-term goals were to work on a radio station in Logan County, which I did. And so, yeah, I knew I would be selling, I'd be doing Trading Post. I honestly did know that. State baseball tournament began yesterday at Appalachian Power Park in Charleston. Hats off to the opening day winners, AA, my Logan Wildcats, and Fairmont Senior advance to the championship game tomorrow at 10. This morning's games get underway at 10 with Williamstown taking on Charleston Catholic. You can catch the day games on Charleston's ESPN Radio, 106.7 FM and 1490 AM. I am looking forward to being at the game tomorrow morning. I'll be there tomorrow morning to see Logan Wildcats hopefully win their second straight championship. I'm a little biased, but how good is Logan's coach, Kevin Gertz? I mean, not only does he have the top seed this year, they're the defending state champions, but he also won the girls' state basketball championship as he coached the Lady Wildcats to the victory as well. Kevin's a good friend of mine. He and I went to high school together, so a couple years older than me, but he's also a Cowboys fan, so got to give big props to Kevin Gertz for that. Hey, the folks at St. Albans Parks and Rec asked me to get this in for them. They are doing a pool party tonight from 6:30 to late at St. Albans City Park. They got a DJ there, plus they're doing games, free pizza, giveaways, and a whole lot more. It is all sponsored by Domino's Pizza, by Scooby's Ice Treats, and the St. Albans Park and Rec Department again tonight at the City Pool in St. Albans, the City Park Pool, St. Albans, 6:30 till 8 p.m. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. Visit them online, thornhillcdjr.com. Kind of talking about their Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep products this month. All right, I got to tell you a quick story, something happened to me when I was on vacation. All right, so, and this is something we can get into at a later time. This is kind of where we are right now. My wife and I go into this restaurant to order dinner, and everything's packed, of course, right on the boardwalk. We go in to order, and I sit down at the table and ordered a drink, and the waiter came around, and he said, I'll need to see your ID, and I'll need to see your credit card. And well, I had no problem with the ID because I know a lot of places ID no matter what. So I said, yeah, okay, here's my ID. But he also said, I'll need your credit card. I said, well, I'm paying with cash. And he said, no, we take your credit card and your driver's license when you sit down here and we give them back at the end of the night. And I thought, that's a little bit odd. So my wife went up and talked to the people at the front desk and just say, why is this a policy? And they said because they've had so many people that are doing what's called dine and dash, that they do that at this particular restaurant. And I wasn't going to make a scene with them, whatever. I said, look, I'm not giving you my credit card. And that's what they do. They take your credit card and your driver's license, and they take it and they lock it away in the back. And then once you leave and you pay your bill, even though I was paying in cash, not with a credit card, then they give it back to you. And I know I wasn't going to, you know, as I said, cause a scene or make a big deal with the waiter because he was just doing his job. And I said, no, sir, I'm not giving you my credit card, especially since I'm paying in cash. Now, I said, now, if this has been a problem and, you know, you want to lock it up on the desk here, or not on the desk, lock it up on the table where I can see what you're doing with it, then I'm fine with that. Caitlin, real quick, I know we got to close out here, but have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, but dining and dashing's big in vacation spots like that.
Well, I get that. But I'm not handing over my credit card to somebody when I'm not paying credit card with a credit card to begin with. So, end of story, I told them, I said, thank you very much. I said, I will pay for the drink, but then I'm out. And he said, nope, no charge. Don't worry about it. Have a good day. And so everything was all good. There's no way in heck that I'm giving my credit card to somebody that they're going to disappear with for an hour while I'm eating. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, if anything were to happen, you knew what the problem would have been, so you could have taken it up with the
restaurant. Yeah, but I don't want the hassle that goes with it, though. So that's another reason why I pay in cash. All right, I'm that guy. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much. Enjoy the state high school baseball tournament and Live on the Levee and everything else going on in Charleston this weekend. And Caitlin says I had to mention it's Donut Day, so happy National Donut Day as well. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you Monday. Till then, have fun. I love somebody.
CHSAM, 96.5 FM Charleston, 104.5 Cross Lane on WVRC Media Station. We're proud to live here too.